You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car query? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Yeehaw!
That wasn't too bad. That wasn't too bad.
How was that?
That was good.
First time.
Not bad at all. So, welcome to Dave's Corner Garage on this fine Saturday. Alan Gelman is on vacation, so we have a special guest star co-host, OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt.
Hey, thanks for having me on here. This is going to be fantastic. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We're definitely going to have a lot of fun. We have a couple of guests on the show later. David Tate from Elegant Motoring. We're going to talk about ceramic coating, which is some very, very cool protection for your vehicle. And speaking of protection, we also have Vince Beretta from Walkaway Protection, which is a very interesting product that that they've got when you lease or finance your car.
Different types of protection, but equally as important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of protection, I told you earlier, I hit some black ice on the way here.
We had some snow. We had some winter weather there yesterday, and it was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I walked the dog. I don't think I drove at all yesterday. That's it.
You know? Well, there was plenty of people out in the roads, and I'm telling you, they were sliding all over the place, myself included. We had the Highway 401 shut down. It was an absolute skating rink. We had jackknife transport trucks, cars, fender benders. Fortunately, no serious injuries, but what a mess.
And what was notable out there? I didn't even pay attention.
Well, do you know, the snow started coming. It was clear, and all of a sudden, this wall of snow started blowing in, and it was wild. Limited visibility. It was right at the freezing mark. You didn't look that bad. It didn't look that cold. Snowflakes were coming down, and all of a sudden, we have a jackknife transport truck. People are slamming on the brakes, and they're not stopping.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
And then you get into this chain reaction, and there was cars, twisted metal pieces everywhere. This is really on one stretch of the 401 between Mississauga and Milton.
Yep.
This whole system came in from the southwest, kind of blanketed Niagara, Hamilton, Burlington, Oakville, Mississauga, and then across the GTA as well. It was an absolute mess out there for a lot of people, and it's a kickoff to March break. So here we have people trying to go south, someplace warm, get to the airport. And
that's a challenge. I drove to Detroit to go see our race cars on Wednesday, and it was perfectly clear.
Yeah,
I had a beautiful drive. Beautiful drive.
It's sunny now, or it was sunny, and it's beautiful when the sun is shining. But the temperature's still cold, and the roads are still slick, and driveways and sidewalks are still going to be a skating rink. So be careful if you're walking out there.
Yeah, if you're walking, definitely you want the right footwear.
Exactly.
In addition, if you're driving, you got to have winter tires. Of course. So what else are we going to talk about today? Well, we might talk a little bit about Formula One news because, the Formula One season has started. Drive to Survive.
I'm into that season right now as well. I just finished episode 3. That was the whole Ferrari and some of their missteps. But,
yes. I mean, Ferrari is always good for drama.
But entertaining. I love it. It's great racing.
And Drive to Survive is a great way to see what goes on behind the scenes in Formula One.
Yeah. Well, kind of like Heavy Rescue 401 or whatever.
You
see what we're doing here behind the scenes. You wonder why you're stuck in traffic and what's going on and how long it takes to get these trucks up out of ditches or rolled over. It can be pretty complicated and fascinating, just like when you're watching on TV Drive. You know, it's pretty cool seeing, if that's really how it happens. But, that's how it happens for us when we're filming our show.
Yeah, I mean, I did see some heavy vehicles well off the road recently, and I'm just thinking, how does that get back on the road? I have no idea.
Lots of horsepower.
Yeah, I bet. Some other news, and I think Corvette fans are going to be a little disappointed, is that GM's quietly announced that the Corvette brand is going to grow a little bit with their electrics.
And it is.
They're actually going to produce, forget about this E-Ray. We already talked about the E-Ray, which is the hybrid Corvette.
Yeah.
They're doing a full EV four-door crossover that will be Corvette branded.
I haven't heard the four-door version. Mm-hmm. I heard that it was going from hybrid front electric motors, rear gas job next year to the full-blown electric, maybe 25, 26. I didn't realize they were going to a four-door model.
There's also a four-door coming.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
And
I don't know.
And it'll be a crossover, kind of like what Ford did with the Mustang.
Kind of what Lamborghini did with the...
Yeah. I mean, you know what?
The SUV.
I've driven the Lamborghini SUV quite a bit.
Yeah.
I love the way it drives.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the way it looks.
Well, if it's a diehard sports car, an SUV doesn't look like a diehard sports car.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. Carrie and I will be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with special guest star co-host OPP Sergeant Carrie Schmidt.
Hey, Carrie, how you doing?
Hi, we're all good here. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Al is on vacation. Alan Gelman took a vacation.
Is he allowed? I don't know. That's appropriate.
You didn't ask me. You did not ask me. So I don't know. On the break, we were talking about your Corvette Z06.
Well, in past tense, I have to with a tear in my eye. We had to give it back. Chevrolet was so good to us. They let us borrow it, loan it to us, donate. I don't know what the word is, but we got to have it for the auto show. We deckled it up. Got to check out my social media pages, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and got a little video on there of kind of how the car looked at the show, how we built it, and how we got it to the way it looks. I went down to Chevrolet, and there was a beautiful black Z06 C8 Corvette waiting there for us, and we put some white doors on it, brought up to our headquarters, put some decals on it, and brought it down the auto show, and boy did it cause a stir. And it was all to cause that stir.
Of course we
made such a buzz about that. It's all about hiring, recruitment. We're looking for the next generation of police officers, and here's this Corvette. It certainly got people in the door. We don't want to call it a bait and switch, because we're not going to have these Corvettes on the roads anytime soon, but man, it was fun to look at. And what a gorgeous ride.
Do you fit in that? Did you drive it?
Oh man, I did not ride that one, but I've had opportunities to drive other Z06s.
Yeah, you've been to Canadian Tire Motorsport Park,
CTMP, and the Ron Fellows driving experience. Mm-hmm. So I was in the Corvette, and we drove the Blackwing, the Camaro as well, and the Corvette. It was tight because we're in a helmet as well. So
that's right.
I would put my seat kind of further forward so I could recline it a little bit further back.
Right.
You know, have an extra 2 inches above my head is not the most comfortable. But hey, once I'm cozied in there, I was good to go. But what a great car to drive. And when you're driving it on a track, that is when you can really appreciate the power, just the precision of these cars. They were so much fun.
They're so good. The engineers that look after Corvette, Camaro, and the Cadillac Blackwings, they do such a good job.
Yeah.
Like, the cars are so good on track. I love them. Now your OPP Corvette Z06, that was interesting, because I saw it on Twitter way before an announcement. And of course, I think so too. But as soon as I saw that, I went, oh, I know exactly what's going on here. and of course, that caused quite a stir. You know, people were complaining that, you're spending money inappropriately and all of this stuff.
Do you know what? Back in 2017, we did the same thing with a Tesla Model X.
Yeah.
And back then, that car was pretty exotic. You didn't see these electric cars on the roads. And we had the same kind of stir around that. We were talking about the future of policing back then. And we're still talking about the future of policing. But this year, we also actually had a hybrid police vehicle on display at the auto show. And so we're slowly moving in that direction. But obviously, having the infrastructure for recharge and power, that's something we're still trying to figure out how it works. But hey, if that's the way manufacturers are going, we drive what they build. So
they are. I think GM has announced that they're going to continue producing and engineering their V8s for quite a while yet.
Yeah.
And the reality is there isn't enough rare earths on this planet to convert all the vehicles on the planet to EVs. So we're never going to get there.
Yeah.
And we're still going to have internal combustion engines, and modern ones are very, very clean.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think we're all going to have to worry about leaning on EVs in the long term. It's just going to take a little bit of politicking, I suppose, by some manufacturers.
No, we're
not talking about politics. we'll leave that with the car makers and the governments, but we just can't get to 100% EV. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
I love driving cars. And, you know, I got to drive a bunch of electric cars as well.
Yeah.
And it's a different experience, but it's a ton of fun. And boy, are they quick.
Yeah. Some of them are exceptionally quick. The my favorite is the Audi RS e-tron GT. So it looks like a sedan,
yeah,
but it's a rocket ship. Maybe that's what the RS stands for.
Aren't they all? Like, it seems like instant torque to those wheels. You don't have that lag. You step on the gas and you feel that pull.
Yeah.
And it is going.
Yeah.
So,
And another great reason why people should go to performance driving school.
Exactly. Figure out what these cars can do. And so you don't get yourself into trouble, because you can get yourself in trouble on the highways really fast.
Yeah. Speaking of electrification, I don't think any automaker is immune. And Lamborghini announced this week that their next hypercar, the replacement for the Aventador, their top car, will be a V12 hybrid, and they're targeting about 1,000 horsepower.
Combined or?
Combined, yes.
Okay.
Between the V12 engine and the three electric motors, 1,000 horsepower.
Wow!
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, we're gonna have some fun in the future with
zero
these
to 60 in decimal seconds here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got David Tate from Elegant Motoring coming up to talk about protecting your car on the outside and maybe a little bit on the inside. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with special guest star co-host OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt, and that's because Alan Gelman is on vacation, but we have our friend David Tate from Elegant Motoring on the line. David, how are you?
Very well, Brian. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. So we spoke the other day, and it's mostly because I know very little about ceramic coatings and how to protect your vehicle in that way. And as you know, I've got a couple of race cars, but I generally don't worry about that with my road cars. Tell me a little bit more about ceramic coating. Why would you use this?
So ceramic coatings are actually basically a new version of wax, essentially. So back in the day, you used to use wax to keep your car shiny, keep it protected, and so on. Nowadays, that's kind of all old technology or antiquated. Nowadays, it's like wax is like the abacus to a calculator. And nowadays, we've gone to a computer with ceramic coatings. Ceramic coatings they last inevitably for however long the packages, so you can get packages that are literally a lifetime warranty. So as long as you own your car, it's protected. It's going to stay shiny. It's going to have UV inhibitors in it, so your paint's not going to oxidize. It's going to help prevent chemical stains from, like, environmental chemical stains from, like, bird droppings, tree sap, bug guts. It also makes the paint harder, 2 to 3 times harder. So because of that added slickness that you get, or that beading effect, combined with the hardness, it'll help mitigate scratches from, like, micro marring, swirl marks, stuff like that.
No kidding. And see, there are so many. That's way beyond waxing your car. That's completely next level.
Yeah,
it is. And you know, waxing your car was also very labor intensive. Like, it's something that you'd literally have to do over and over, and every couple of months or whatever, every month, because it does wear off. And nowadays, with the advent of all these automated car washes and stuff that you go through, you know, you put a wax on, 10 years ago, and even back then, as technology progressed with these automated car washes, you know, it would basically just wash the wax right off the car, because they get more and more aggressive to get rid of the road grime. And technically, they're trying to make your car cleaner. And that's happening today as well. You're seeing that with some of the more antiquated ceramic coatings, like literally the ceramic coatings or the SiO2-based coatings. That as the technology in the automated car washes has gotten, moved forward or gotten stronger and more advanced, it's actually the pH level that of the chemicals they're using in these automated car washes are actually even starting to wash off, antiquated ceramic coatings like SiO2 based product. So if you are looking to get a ceramic coating like yourself on your daily driver, so you know you've already admitted that you don't have it, you need to come see me.
That's true.
bring it in, and we'll put a more technologically advanced coating on, which will actually be resistant to the automated car washes. At the end of the day, these coatings are not meant to make your life more difficult, right? We all know, you know, things get busy. You know, you want to rush out on that date, or you got to rush out to pick up your kids from school before you go out for dinner with the parents or something to that effect. You know, you want to show up with a clean car, and yeah, you want to go through an automated car wash. There's no reason that these coatings shouldn't be advanced enough or strong enough to prevent being washed off by the chemicals in these automated car washes.
So, David, how long does it take for you guys to apply a ceramic coating to, you know, an average car?
An average car is typically 1 to 2 days, depending on the coating that you choose. And during that time frame, our shop in particular, we actually provide a loaner car while we have yours. So that way there's no inconvenience for the client. Like, we know at the end of the day, yeah, you still got to pick up the kids. You still got to get back and forth to work, right? So we're not trying to, we're trying to alleviate those pain points as much as possible.
Oh, for sure. And I'm sure costs vary, but what's the average cost of an application?
Most people on a regular car end up in and around $1,500.
And then how long does this last? You know, now that you've got some very cool technology, it's going to last more than a year or two, I'm assuming.
Absolutely, yeah. These technologies, like that package, an average package around $1,500 is going to last you 5 years, right? And a lot of people look at it, well, 5 years, that's $300 a year. But you are getting some savings as well. From simply not having to wash your car as much, right? You'll probably wash your car half as much as you used to.
Right. The paint's better protected as well over that time, so you don't have to have any paint correction done or any other special detailing. And now, if I remember correctly, you can ceramic coat other parts of the car, like the interior or even the glass.
Absolutely, yeah. The glass is phenomenal. It's literally, if anyone's familiar with Rain-X, think of it. You know, Rain-X lasts 2-3 weeks if you're lucky. You know, with the products we have now, it's a much more in-depth process to do the application. It's not kind of a wipe on, wipe off. But once it's on, it's like Rain-X on steroids. It'll last you years.
Well,
and we won't have any. We even use it in home applications on, you know, glass showers and stuff like that.
Does it require reapplication at any point, or how often do you come back for a tune-up?
So on your windshield, that's where you're going to get any of these coatings are removed with abrasion at the end of the day, right? So through a sanding effect or a constant rubbing effect. So when you look at reapplication on glass in particular, the only window that you'd have to reapply on maybe after a couple of years would probably be your windshield, because the other glass you're not really getting a lot of abrasion on, but on your windshield, you know, you get dust and debris, and then your wipers start rubbing it back and forth on there.
Now, I saw Kerry show up in his big Sprinter van this morning, and it's not the cleanest.
It's a working truck. Come on.
It is a working truck, but imagine, Kerry, if that were ceramic coated, yeah, and you could just rinse it off.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Is that how it works? This dirt doesn't stick to it, or just falls off in the rain, or does it actually look clean, or you still need to go and polish it and wipe it up?
So yes and no. I don't want to give the misconception that, hey, you know, it's this magical unicorn product that, you know, you never get dirt on your car. That's not true. Or that you simply, you know, rinse it off and it comes out spotless like day one. At the end of the day, it is much more slick, so it has a reduced surface tension. And what that means is, at the end of the day, far less dirt sticks to it. And when it does stick to it, it doesn't hold as strong. So chances are, you know, just a simple rinse, high pressure water, will rinse off, you know, the bulk of the dirt. Which is why you don't have to wash it as often, right?
Yeah. Brilliant, David. We've got to wrap up. How do people find you?
Oh, you can hit us up online at elegantmotoring.ca. Or give us a call directly, 416-897-5675.
Brilliant. David, thank you very much for joining us. If you want to get your car ceramic coated, talk to David at Elegant Motoring. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We will be right back after the break.
Right on.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max here in studio, not with Alan Gelman because he's on vacation and I don't know who gave him permission to do that, but I am with special guest star co-host OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt.
Exactly. Hey, thanks for having me. This is I'm taking his job. I'm having too much fun right now.
So we don't need Alan? I'll send him a text.
Is he listening right now?
He may be. If he's not, well, he'll get a surprise when he gets back to Toronto.
Yeah, I got your seat all perfect for me here
now. Yeah, you're looking very comfortable
there. This is good. This is nice.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. So before the show, we were talking that we are Formula One fans and Drive to Survive fans.
Yeah,
so.
I think everyone's kind of, you see the Netflix effect over at the stands in the F1 races, even Montreal and really around the world. There is just a huge boon in attendance and interest in who these drivers are and how do you become a Formula One driver. And you hear about the guys at the tracks starting, go-karting and working their way up through the series and then ending up...
being a hero to millions.
Wow.
It's a wild thing. It's a tough thing to do. And I've spent a lot of my adult life playing with race cars. So it's not easy, but it's something I love. Absolutely.
You know, it's funny because I saw the history and back in the days, in the Schumacher Ferrari days, and they were top of the world. And all of a sudden, these AMG Mercedes Petronas and, all of a sudden they're untouchable. And Lewis is just, an unbeatable driver. And all of a sudden, their car last year. struggled with it.
That's
and
right.
I was fascinated, like, how does a car go from being unbeatable to trying to stay in the pack? And see these different rules and how they're all configured differently, I guess, but every car manufacturer has their own abilities.
They do, and it's no longer about the engine or the power unit because they're hybrid cars now.
Yeah.
It's very much about the comprehensive engineering, and arguably the best engineer in the business works for Red Bull.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Mercedes-AMG had the right recipe for the longest time.
Yeah.
And last year was a completely new recipe, completely new car design. And Red Bull kind of got it right, and AMG Mercedes did not get it so right. So, I think they're back almost on form.
Yeah.
But, the last week at the first race of the season, what we had is Red Bull dominating.
Mm-hmm.
And then surprise, surprise, Fernando Alonso in the Aston Martin finishes third.
Yeah,
and Aston Martin in this modern era has not been known to have the fastest car, but I think what they've got is a good car with a great driver.
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes down to that driver. If they know how to push that car, like all this other technology, this DRS and this passing zone when you're within a second and so on, it's pretty cool. Again, this is track performance driving, and you see the way these guys drive. They are hyper vigilant. Yeah. There is no distraction.
No.
Yeah.
And the best thing about racing and driving on a racetrack is that you have no intersections, no cross traffic.
Yeah.
Everybody's heading in the same direction generally.
Yeah.
And for me, that makes it way safer than driving on public cars.
And so exciting as well. I see people trying to prove themselves on the highways. Like, really, you don't need to do that. Passing a transport truck or a minivan or a school bus is not what I would consider a way to show your masculinity or femininity in your driving ability. If you want to be a performance driver, go show yourself off in a place where you can actually test.
This is exactly what we do.
Yeah.
We've got two race cars. If you ever want to prove yourself in a race car, call me.
I'll
make it happen. It's not cheap, but I can make that happen. And, if you're really, really good, we'll let you even race it.
Wow. Okay. Hook me up.
Exactly.
We got people interested
In fact, you would fit in the race car.
Really?
Yeah, because the seat is, our race cars, the seat is really on the floor and it's far back. So the steering column, the pedals actually move in the race car.
Oh, okay.
So you're seated on the floor. There's tons of headroom even for me. So you would kind of fit. The problem is, because it's a race car, you can't see out of it. You get this roll cage tubing and all kinds of stuff in the way. So you barely can see out of the thing.
Oh, man.
It's not all, it's not all fun and games and glamour in a race car. There are challenges there as well.
It's a job. You're working hard in there, trying to stay cool, stay alert. Stay hydrated and
we've got
stay focused.
Drink bottles. We've got air conditioning in the cars, but of course the air conditioning is probably working 40% of a lap, so it's not perfectly cool in there.
Mm-hmm.
It still gets really, really hot.
Yeah,
and it's a serious thing. It's not like hopping in your 500 horsepower road car and going fast. It's a lot of work and a lot of fun.
Well, a lot of cars on showcase right now at some Motorama and so on, but a lot of people waiting for the summer roads to head out and go on cruise and that kind of thing. But we do see problems with drivers overtaking and just causing a menace on the roads. We're out there for traffic safety, public safety, yes, and everyone, and we've seen far too many guys wreck. And girls wrecked because they're not paying attention. They don't realize what they're doing and how quickly you can get yourself in trouble.
You know, this is the thing. Once you have a good idea of the physics of a car on a racetrack, you've spent some time learning to drive quickly, performance driving, doing some track days, even doing some racing. Once you understand how vehicles work, it's a completely different perspective driving on the road. It changes your perspective, and this is the thing. So anybody who likes to drive fast, I encourage you, take it to the track. You can get track time inexpensively, and I can help you do it. So,
all right.
I'm easy to find, Brian Max, every social, and I can point you in the right direction of track days and what you need to do and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's really easy. Kerry, you mentioned you were at Motorama?
Yeah, I was at Motorama last night, okay. And boy, what a great show. They have so many beautiful cars. You know, I don't think I saw a car there that would be good on a day like today in the winter roads and the wet slush ice and so on. I didn't see a lot of winter tires on those vehicles, but boy, they every car has its personality. From an old classic that's been just restored back to original or beyond original with just incredible modifications. There's tuners, there's all kinds of clubs out there, there's all kinds of classics, and you got the race cars in there as well.
That's my thing.
All kinds of things, and like, wow. And so from dirt tracks to oval tracks to street tracks to, circuit track.
Well, and custom build. So, I don't really get into the custom car thing, but Dave Kindig is there, and he's a notable builder with a show on television that people see. I think it's called Bitchin' Rides, and he does some excellent work. Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to seeing what he's brought to the show. I'm not into the whole custom car thing, but I love his work.
Well, do you know what? I was walking through there, and guys were pulling me over into their car, like, let me show you my car here. Let me take a picture in this car. And like, anything legal with this? I'm like, all these show cars wouldn't actually drive that well. They're cambered out. Of course, they're down on the ground with the air ride suspension.
Yeah.
But, there's a lot of things there that would have issues. You know, of course, we talk about tint and exhaust and cats and so on. You know, there are things, there's rules of the road. If you're going to be driving this vehicle on the roads, you know, regulations you need to abide by.
Yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing is with our friend Sean Shapiro from the Toronto Police, he talks about catalytic converters often. So I pop in on his social.
Uh-oh.
and of course, you know, I'm a racer. Well, the last whole bunch of race cars I've raced have catalytic converters. Yeah. Our AMGs have catalytic converters, two each.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there's a reason why they're on the car, and generally cars are tuned with the catalytic converter meant to be in place, you know, so they don't work otherwise. So it's very important that they're there.
Yeah, and, well, it's there for a reason, and it's there for emissions. It's there for clean environment, and we're trying to do our part. You know, we don't do the e-tests or emission tests right now, but cars are pretty clean.
They are. Modern cars are very clean, and that requires a catalytic converter.
Yeah,
and you know, that's one way we can keep the internal combustion engine going is by making sure our cars are maintained and they're still burning clean, because modern cars are awesome.
Yeah, there's so many issues regarding the theft of catalytic converters, even the theft of vehicles right now. And so if you have a prized vehicle, you know, lock it up, put it in the garage, get it out, you know, block it in, put a club on there.
In my neighborhood, they're, you know, all the Range Rovers and Lexus crossovers are getting stolen.
Really?
My wife's on that neighborhood app, whatever, that I don't know. I don't pay attention. Yeah. But I'm thinking, just put a club on your car, because that way, you know, they're able to steal these things so quick. If they see a club in the car, they're going to move on.
Yeah.
They're going to move on.
Yeah. They're looking for the easiest opportunity. And if you make yourself a target, you know, not that you want your neighbor to be victimized, but make yourself less desirable, you know, by making it inaccessible, putting something in front of it, parking in the garage, making it in a way that you cannot drive away. Because with the technology, I've seen these people come in with their computers, their scanners, whatever, and they can drive away with your car in 30 seconds, and
exactly.
You have no idea.
That's right. So, you know, a club is an easy way to stop that. Lots of other ways to do that. Maybe we'll get into some theft prevention bits later in the show. Up next, we've got Vince Beretta from Walkaway Protection. This is a very interesting product. Looking forward to speaking with Vince. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We will be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with not Ellen Gelman, but special guest co-host OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt. And joining us on the line is Vince Beretta from Walkaway Protection. Vince, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us today. I know you're having a busy day, but I learned about Walkaway for the first time this week. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, first of all, congratulations on learning that. Walkaway Protection for Automotive Financing is the first ever vehicle return insurance program. I say we use protection, but it is insurance. It protects the car owners from the difference between what they owe and what the car is worth in the event of certain things like job loss or disabilities, and it allows the consumer to return a car to the selling dealership and walk away from the difference between what they owe and what the car is worth. And that's our basic coverage. It's a vehicle return protection. And we all know that when you drive a car off the lot, it depreciates right away, and you still have that initial balance. And that initial balance trails the value of the car. So the value is going down, and your account balance on your car loan is still very high, and people get into what they call negative equity, upside down or being underwater in your car loan.
Right.
And so that's what Walkaway was designed to do 25 years ago, allow consumers some flexibility in their life and in their cash flow and return a car if need be. And the program also has offerings of will make payments for you if the consumer chooses to purchase some of what we call our higher end or platinum or premium protection products. But the best news is that the basic form of Walkaway is no charge to the consumer. It's available. It's 12 months of coverage. It's provided by the car dealer. It has no age limitations. It has no pre-existing health exclusions and has no job status requirements. All you need to do is qualify for a loan, and you qualify for 12 months of vehicle return privileges at participating dealers. That's how the program works.
And it's really meant for, you know, peace of mind for unexpected and major life changes. Like, for example, if you got a job transfer to another country, you would be covered.
That's right. We're the first program to ever offer international job transfer coverages. And we just found that there are some people, they lease a car or finance a car, and all of a sudden they've got a job transfer. And especially inside a lease, and we do it for both lease and financing, we can just return that car and have no fuss, no muss, and walk away from your entire obligation.
Now, if basic protection is 12 months, is there a maximum duration?
96 months, believe
wow.
it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're starting to see some loans that are going into the three digits now. Which is crazy. Our coverage goes in currently at 96 months, and we may have to extend it yet again. Originally, we were 60 months 25 years ago, and now we're 96 months.
People are keeping their cars a lot longer these days, I guess, aren't they?
No, they're not.
Oh.
Well, and right now they are, you know, post-pandemic.
Sure.
People are because of the lack of inventory. But the average Canadian would finance with pre-pandemic, we're financing the car for 82 months, but we're turning them over every 35 months. So what was happening was these long-term loans, Canadians would still exit out of their cars at around the just around the 3-year mark. And they would take the negative equity that's in a finance contract. And let's say the trade-in value is $20,000, but you still owe $30,000. They would take that $10,000, roll it into their next finance agreement, and extend the loan in order to keep the payment about the same. Follow me?
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So that would just exacerbate the challenges of consumers. You know, consumers to absorb a hit. Whether it be, all of a sudden, hey, I've got a car payment of $500, $600, $800, whatever it is, it's approaching, it's getting up there now. But, let's say it's $800, all of a sudden they've got a bump in their income or their health or something's happened, they can no longer afford $800. One of the options is return your car, and you could always return your car, walk away, and purchase something that is a little less expensive. If the consumer does buy one of what we call our payment relief products, we will make payments for you up to 12 months before you need to return your car if need be. So we do have enhancements. There's information at insuranceinsight.ca, and the walkaway coverage grid is available online for consumers to have a look at, see all the coverages that we provide, which include employment approved leave of absence to look after a loved one, as an example. We're also the first company to offer a coverage of that nature. So we did our study, we studied and did our homework and knew where the pain points were for buyers of cars, and among job transfer and employer approved leave of absence to look after a loved one, job loss, critical illness, disabilities, mental disabilities, stress, and again, no pre-existing health exclusions.
That is fantastic, Vince. Now, if someone's going to buy or lease a new vehicle, how do they ensure they get a walkaway protection?
They can visit our website and find a participating dealer. They can ask for it. They can ask their dealer, "Are you a walkaway dealer?" Typically, when you walk into a walkaway dealer, you should know, because there'll be some point of sale material there. But it's a great question to ask your sales rep when you're starting to initiate. Visit a dealer's website, look for the offers that they might that they have. We do encourage all of our participating dealers to advertise to consumers that they are a walkaway dealer, because it's certainly great to know that you can buy a car today, and if something were to happen tomorrow, or a month or two down the road, you've got an option to get out of it without costing you any money or damaging your credit rating.
So if this change of lifestyle is a result of your own negligence and issues, you know, let's say you have some police involvement and you no longer have the ability to drive a vehicle, or you lose the privileges of driving a vehicle, you know, are these things, if you just see a new shiny car and you want to swap out?
We do cover loss of driver's license, but we cover it for health reasons. I'm sure Carrie wouldn't want us to reward poor drivers.
Yeah, so an impaired driver with a license.
We're not going to reward an impaired driver, right? We're not going to reward the guy that's being reckless in his car. These are medical issues. People have them all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
You might have epileptic. Even if you're, have an epileptic seizure, you might have a seizure related to some other injuries. We have that they lose their license for 6 months.
Well, Vince, we've got to wrap up here. How do people find you again? What's the website?
Insuranceinsight.ca. Insuranceinsight.ca.
Brilliant. Vince Beretta from Walkaway, thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with not Alan Gelman again, yeah, but special guest star co-host, OPP Sergeant Carrie Schmidt. Now, Carrie, I heard that you guys have deployed some interesting technology, and I don't know anything about it, so this is why I got to ask, that reads license plates.
It does. You know what? It is really cool. We've had it actually for quite a few years, but in a very limited scope,
right,
and it is rolling out across the province right now, automatic license plate reading cameras, and I'll tell you right now, it is scanning every license plate that goes in front of a police car, and it'll flag to the officer that there's an issue with this license plate. Either the vehicle registration is expired, or it's going to match the registered owner. So if you're driving your own car and your license is suspended, you're unlicensed, you haven't renewed it,
right,
or maybe there's something more sinister out there regarding a want, you're wanted under a warrant, there's a prohibition, or there's some issue around that vehicle,
mm-hmm,
it will flag to the officer like a second set of eyes, scanning every vehicle in its vicinity. And it is amazing what we're coming back with. Right now, people are forgetting or neglecting to renew the registration. Yes. It's a simple thing. It's free. You don't need a sticker anymore, but you need to register.
Yeah, and I think you can do that online.
You can. It's so simple. I just did mine a little while ago. You can do it up to 180 days before your birthday, because most times your vehicle expires on your birthday.
Right.
So, you know, if your birthday is between now and August, you can go online right now to MTO and renew your registration automatically. So simple, you won't forget. You will not be getting a reminder email or letter in the mail like you used to when you have to get those stickers.
Yep.
So, but if you want to register for online or text message reminders, you can do that as well. But it's a $110 fine, and you could get yourself into some hot water if you're stopped by a police when you're doing that.
Well, you know, in my case, I just don't have time to be pulled over and have a chat with anybody. I got places to go.
Yeah, and you don't want to stand in line at the drive test place, so you can just you go online and do it. So simple. Get your ownership in front of you, your insurance information, put out a few details, and you're done and you're registered and you're good to go. Yeah,
that's easy. Now, here's a question that came to my mind, and I don't know, but is the technology capable of, I mean, if a stolen plate is reported, that's one thing. Can the technology make a determination based on, you know, say a stolen plate is on a car, but doesn't match the car?
Well, it won't know what car is on it, but if your vehicle is stolen, we get a lot of plates that are either lost or missing. Mm-hmm. You know, so someone steals license plates off a car and throws it on another vehicle, thinking that they can get away with the stolen vehicle because we're only running the plate. So again, if there's an issue with your license plate, make sure you get that reported to police, and that'll get updated onto the database. Mm-hmm. So if your license plate, you know, we don't know if it's attached to the wrong vehicle, but we'll know
if it's a stolen plate.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And so we'll know that if there's an Amber Alert, if there's an issue, we can automatically push high priority license plates to our database, and so every police car across the province, which will be upfitted by the end of March, about 1,200 police cars across the province will be scanning for license plates nonstop.
That is some incredible wild technology.
It is.
Yeah, I will have to tell you about my drive on the 401 the other day. Somebody flew past me, went through you know, a little bit of a speed trap. The OPP car went out and, you know, pulled over this driver.
Yeah.
But the genius driver pulled over their car on the left shoulder of the 401. Can you imagine? I mean, that's dangerous for everybody involved.
It is.
First you're speeding, and then you pull over and make the whole situation more dangerous.
If you see an officer behind you and they have their lights on, look in your mirrors. You're going to see them. They're going to probably be directing you to where they want you to stop. And it's not for you to decide it's not a good place to stop. I'm going to keep going for 10 miles. Like, no, if we're stopping you, we want you to stop. Just don't stop in a live lane. You know, pull to the right. That's going to be probably your best shoulder. I don't know what it was like there on the left shoulder.
There's lots of room on both shoulders, but the left shoulder is not a great idea.
Well, yeah, I know. I've seen that, and people have pulled over on the left for me as well. You know, again, I want to be in a safe location, and I'm going to only stop you when I feel it's appropriate and safe for you to stop. And normally people will pull over to the right when they start seeing me, because they know they don't want to get stopped.
No, but hoping you're going to go by.
Yeah, exactly. You know, make some room. But, yeah, just, you know, when you see those red and blue lights, and when you see them stopped on the side of the road, please slow down as you approach. Move over into an adjacent lane if there's one to move over into. You know, that's our place where we work every single day.
Exactly.
And, you know, we don't want to get struck by another vehicle coming behind us.
No kidding. I mean, I don't trust most drivers to begin with. So, yeah, that's a scary part of your job for sure. Well, Kerry, thanks for joining us.
Oh, man, it's been an awesome pleasure.
Yeah, I got to thank David Tate from Elegant Motoring. And if you're thinking about ceramic coating, be sure to check out elegantmotoring.ca. And financing or leasing a new car, check out Walkaway Protection. And I got to thank Vince for joining us as well.
Yeah.
Kerry.
Great morning.
Yeah, thanks very much for joining us. We're gonna be back next week with another episode of Dave's Corner Garage.
Amazing.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.